RadioInfluence.com.
This is the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence. It's an inside look and the scientific facts in and around the world of medical cannabis. Now, here is your host, Ian Beckles.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to the Cannabis Podcast. It's been fun to this point, and we have a lot of people listening, and that's what it's all about. What we're trying to do is get people knowledge on cannabis and marijuana in this Florida area, specifically the Tampa Bay area, and that's what we're going to get done today. First and foremost, let me show some love to Trulieve, who is the title sponsor for this beautiful podcast. They have 15 locations, five locations in this Tampa Bay area. They have one in Clearwater, Tampa, St. Pete, Bradenton, Newport Richey, and they have them everywhere. If you're driving around, just look at the signs. They got a beautiful green logo, but it's Trulieve, T-R-U-L-I-E-V-E. To find out the location nearest you, go to Trulieve.com. Like I said, we have five of them in this area, so it doesn't matter where you live. They have a Trulieve near you. Another company to give love to is Tetra Health Centers. You have to go to Tetra Health Centers before you go to Trulieve. I mean, you have to get your medical marijuana card like I got last year. And once you get that card, then you go to Trulieve. But before that, you have to see a doctor and make sure you're eligible for your card. And I got that done. And I got that done at Tetra Health Centers. And we have a representative here, Tom Havens from back in the day. How you doing, brother? Everything good?
Good to see you again, Ian.
Now, you're staying busy. I asked you if you're busy. You say you're staying busy. Marijuana's keeping you busy?
Oh, yeah. Always.
So what's new in the cannabis world these days? What's keeping everybody busy? There's people coming in droves off the street?
Well, it's a lot of people that have been interested in this. But, you know, we're still hearing people that aren't sure that it's real. And they're coming out of the woodwork slowly but surely. So even though it's been well over a year now that we've been doing this, people are still wondering if it's okay to do it. Exactly. Is the government really serious about it? Are they just going to pull it? Are they going to go away? And everyone can rest assured it's not going anywhere. I think it's pretty clear that medical marijuana has been accepted. There was enough pressure put on the government to where it's not going to go anywhere.
Sure. And I don't know if the pressure has stopped. That's the thing. I mean, when you're looking at the amendments and, I don't want to get into the government part of it, but the amendment was passed 72%, which I guess is a very high percentage.
Very, yeah.
And it just seems like we're still fighting against each other. We've been, I see this John Morgan for 2020, and John Morgan is still trying to fight, smokable marijuana.
Right.
Where are we with that? I don't know if you know the exact particulars. I'm pretty sure you do, but from my vantage point, it's John Morgan was fighting for smokable marijuana. They got it passed, then it was lifted, then it was deemed unconstitutional. Is that the way it's gone to this point?
It's a lot of political gamesmanship, which is normal in our political system, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But there's been a lot of pressure to include the smokable marijuana as well as edibles. And what's kind of crazy about the edibles argument is the government had already cleared it. Mm-hmm. It's just the Department of Medical Marijuana Use was the one that hadn't acted upon it. They didn't know exactly how to roll it out. So if it's not the government, it's the actual department itself. So there are a lot of things going on. I think edibles are closer than the smokable is.
They're going to be completely separate. So they're going to be passed separately. Smokable marijuana and edibles will be passed completely separately.
Yeah. Every time there's a new
outlet, so to speak.
Yeah. Delivery method.
Okay.
It's a separate issue to get each one of those added as a product that's available to patients.
Absolutely.
And edibles was so close, it was already passed. I really don't know what the holdup was. I think
it's money. It's lobbying money, isn't
yeah,
it? Still.
It's still some of the people that were running the department. I know you've got on your list to talk about Christian Bax, the director of the medical marijuana use department, has announced he's going to step down. I'm not really sure what went into that, and I don't want to persecute the guy.
The pressure?
I know he had a lot of things on his plate, obviously, starting this. So was he not doing a good job? Was he doing a good job? I'm not going to comment on that. But there were a lot of things that we didn't get to, a lot of things that even though they had the green light to go to bring in, they didn't. So there's probably going to be a lot of good changes now that maybe there's some fresh blood coming into the department.
I hope so, because it just seems like we've been spinning the wheels for a long time. And yeah, there's been some progress, but still a lot of progress to me had, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, we talk about Tetra Health Centers, and when somebody says to themselves, okay, I believe I'm eligible for this medical marijuana card, and they go to Tetra Health Centers, what does a person bring with them to Tetra Health Centers?
The biggest thing you need to bring are medical records. The state of Florida set this program up so doctors cannot diagnose you with the ability to receive medical marijuana, because they want to separate the procedure.
It makes sense.
So you've got one doctor that diagnoses you. You bring those records in, so our doctors, which have been certified with the state to review medical records, can make sure that there's enough pieces of the puzzle on your medical records to where we can qualify you. And trust us, we're not trying to disqualify people. We want to qualify people. Mm-hmm. We want you to get help.
Sure.
But the doctor, there is a lot of unknowns for doctors. Mm-hmm. Doctors are nervous.
Yeah, they are.
And the ones that are actually taking part in this program they're taking a little bit of a risk, that there is an unknown there that they are nervous about, because the state, while they have made this legal, there's still the federal issue. So a lot of doctors are nervous. So when you come in and your clinic is stressing upon you the need to get clear records, mm-hmm. They're not just trying to give you a hard time. This is something that they really need to document.
Sure.
why they've cleared you, just in case. You know how government is. It's all about who's running a certain department.
Sure.
So they can make a hire. With Christian Back stepping down, a lot of people are like, this is great, but
I don't know about that.
We don't know who's going to take his place for sure, what his viewpoint's going to be. So it could be addition by subtraction, or you could get somebody in there that takes a hard line approach, and then we've got bigger problems. So we'll wait and see.
The thing is, there's always people there to take advantage of situations, okay? When you talked about, you know, having to need a doctor diagnosis before you go to the doctor, that reminds me of the NFL. Because if I go to an NFL doctor, so I'm playing for the Buccaneers, and I go to the Buccaneers doctor, and I'm trying to get money from the Buccaneers, is he going to diagnose me as being hurt? He's going to say, you're fine. You know what I'm saying? But it's the same way with the doctors. The doctors are going to want to make money, so they're going to want to give you a card. Now, I know your doctor is Dr. Scott over there at Tetra Health Centers,
yes.
And Dr. Scott specifies in cannabis, correct?
Yes.
Because the doctor that I went to, and this is a year ago, didn't specify in cannabis. It was kind of like a doctor that kind of did it on the side.
Yep.
And didn't have as much knowledge. But Dr. Scott at Tetra Health Centers, that's his thing, correct?
Yeah, that's a big deal. And like with any industry, you'll find there's people that dabble in what they're doing, and then there's people that really give up everything and immerse themselves in it. And as a patient out there, that's something you really need to look into. There are a lot of doctors, and look, there's nothing wrong with it. They're trying to make money, and they've got a side gig, but that's how they're treating it, is a side gig. And this is a brand new industry, which everyone out there is aware of. There's not a lot of scientific studies that have been done because it's still listed as a Schedule I narcotic, so the government won't allow funding of actual medical experiments.
Is that going to change?
Well, we certainly hope so.
Is anybody trying to change it?
There's a lot of pressure to do so. I was actually shocked that even the conservative president now, Donald Trump, had said something about, you know, he's backed medical marijuana, and he's also
kind of
made a mention of possible lowering the restrictions on the recreational, which really blew me away. I couldn't believe that.
It's getting to a point where it sounds silly not to at this point, you know.
So I think there is a lot of pressure out there to do that. But until that happens, the doctors that are just dabbling in it, if you're dabbling in something, you do not have the time to do the research to really figure out the system. They're going to give you your card, and that's it.
That's it.
I can tell you that our doctor, if he's not seeing people in the clinic, he's constantly in the back room educating himself. He's going to conferences. He's been to all the grow houses, talked to the dispensaries to see what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Every one of the different dispensaries has special strains that they're working on that they feel are going to separate themselves from everybody else.
Sure.
And as that grows, there's going to be a lot more. It's going to take some time, but we'll be able to, just through our system in Florida, really see which specific strains are helping certain ailments, which ones are better than others. So there's a lot to learn. But if you're going, you really need the guidance of a doctor that has immersed himself in this. We can provide that for you at Tetra. If you don't come to Tetra, just make sure you really do some background on your doctor to see, is that their main thing or are they just doing that on the side? Because if they're doing it on the side, you're probably not going to get the direction that you need.
Well, I think that's really important now. You're an animal lover because you walked into my office with a cat cage with a blue jay in it.
Yes.
Can you explain that exactly real quick before we keep on going?
Well, I was on my way out the door this morning and I heard a chorus of blue jay scream, like emergency calls in the yard. Yeah. So I knew something was up and I went out there and a cat was sitting on this blue jay and tearing it up. And yeah, my wife and I do a lot of animal rehabbing.
Sure.
We got a big heart for animals because, you know, like people's one thing, but animals, they have no choice. The situations they're put in
people suck by
us sometimes.
Though.
Yeah.
Animals are cool.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
Yeah, the ones that don't bite, anyways. You know?
So, there is now a blue jay in your studio, which I'm sure you did not think was going to happen.
I didn't.
At all
this doesn't bother me, but it's just a good way to lead into, CBD and animals. I think most for the most part, dogs. For the most, I hear a lot of people talking about CBD and dogs. Now, where is that gone? I mean, that's just, once again, it's THC, CBD. CBD doesn't get you high. THC has those components.
Right.
CBD is just is medicinal. So I guess a dog with arthritis. What are some of the other things that CBD will help with animals?
There's a lot of things. I mean, I'm dealing with one animal now that's a rescue. It's actually a squirrel. And again, it was a cat attack.
Okay.
And
you
it's
got too many animals in your neighborhood. You got cats and dogs just roaming around everywhere.
They all know how to find us. The word's out. They all come crawling
into
our door.
You guys have all the animals. Yes.
But it self-mutilates because of a nerve dysfunction from that attack. And the CBD calms that nerve dysfunction and keeps it from... So there are a lot of uses. And it's interesting, our practice, Tetra, our owner, Tracy Lee Young, we've actually been talking with a couple vets and we've talked with the state. We really want to get that passed to where people can bring their animals in.
Sure.
If they don't want to, I mean, some of the animal owners we're talking to are like, well, we don't really want to get the license ourselves, but you know, we'd love to get it for our animals.
Sure.
And there's really no reason, if we've already cleared it for people, why we wouldn't for our four-legged friends either.
No doubt. They
help
deserve
them out.
To feel good as well. I went to your Facebook page, Tetra Health Centers. I looked at some of the videos that you guys have posted. And you give a bunch of different videos, and the one that caught my eye was the young boy. He looked 6, maybe, and he was convulsing and having seizures, bad seizures. And I've seen somebody have a seizure. That's not a funny or a cute thing at all.
Right.
Really bad seizures. Mother pinned him down and put the CBD oil under his lips and kind of moved it around, and you saw him coming back.
It's amazing.
I mean, I don't know how anybody can see that and not want that to
right.
be legal. I don't understand that part of it.
Well, there's a lot of people that they see that and they don't believe it. They think it's staged. And but, you know, there's always conspiracy theorists. We can get past that. But that's some of the people that are out there. But, yeah, Parkinson's disease is another one. I mean, there's some videos out there of, you know, Michael J. Fox, famous actor. You wonder where he went. He got Parkinson's disease.
Yeah,
and
sure.
He's been struggling with that, and he's been carrying the torch for, you know, finding a cure for that. But medical marijuana is huge for Parkinson's disease.
Is he involved in it? Is Michael J. Fox involved with cannabis?
You know, I'm not really sure if he partakes in it or if he just does regular medicine for it.
I would almost guarantee that Michael J. Fox is involved with it in some way or another.
You would think so.
I would think with his exposure in California, once again, there's a lot of different drugs out there, and most of the other ones other than cannabis are really, really bad for you. So that
right.
doesn't make sense to be on those ones. So, I mean, that's one of those things where people out there, you know, once you have Parkinson's, I don't know why would you say, if you have Parkinson's, why would you say, oh, no, I don't want to try that.
Right.
Why wouldn't you want to try the one thing that's not bad for you out there? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Right.
So, let's talk about, you know, Amendment 2 in general. you know, I have my card. I can go to Trulieve and get my Trulieve stick, which I have right here, take care of my business. Or I can take the pills at night to help me sleep with THC. Marijuana at this point can be smoked in private places. You still can't smoke it in public? Like, I still can't smoke this Trulieve stick legally in public? Is that the law?
Well...
Or is it a technicality?
It's kind of a technicality. The vaping, from my understanding, kind of goes... It's kind of in the middle because there are smoking laws. And some people see vaping falling under the smoking laws. Mm-hmm. But others, of course, see it differently. So, honestly, it's not really defined yet. So, what you're going to get, the reaction you're going to get, is probably going to depend upon what place you go to.
Like everything else in the world.
I've been to some restaurants where people are vaping in there. I'm not sure if it's medical marijuana. But the good thing about vaping is that no one knows. You could be doing a regular
it doesn't affect
vape,
anybody.
Or you could be doing medical marijuana. Yeah. No one's going to know.
I think it's like jaywalking. You're not allowed to do it. But nobody's really going to stop you for it.
Right.
If somebody does stop you for it, they're an asshole. How about that? If somebody says, excuse me, sir, are you smoking marijuana? Or are you smoking? And then they got tested and everything. Then you you went out of the way to piss that person off, probably. Because I'm at bars sometimes and I'll nudge somebody and go, look around. Everybody has a vape pen.
Right.
And there's not that many people smoking cigarettes anymore.
Right.
I know like a handful of people smoke cigarettes and that's about it, but everybody's smoking this one.
And that's the great thing about the vaping. I know a lot of people want the smokable, and that's great. We support you in it. But what's great about the vaping is nobody knows what you're doing. It could just be a normal vape pen, and you're not bothering anyone around you. I mean, if someone gets bothered by the vape,
they're going to get bothered anyways.
Vapor. Some of them will.
Yes.
But it's a lot less than if you're smoking. Like, sure. Like my wife, you know Tanya, my wife.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's smoking within a mile radius, somehow she smells
it.
Oh, my God. But, yes, you get somebody with a vape pen beside her, and she could care less.
So she can't smell it.
It is a big difference. It's a big difference, and it's a plus for both people that are vaping and people that don't.
Mm. Now, there's still going to be the fuddy-duddies out there that are stern and hit their hand on the table. Marijuana is terrible. Cannabis is bad.
Yeah.
And when you hear these doctors that are coming up with these studies, and I like to read a little of this, a little of that. A doctor came out with a study, Dr. Michelle Wiener, that came out and said that basically cannabis is making people more efficient in the workplace. Now, right away, people are going to go, what do you mean? That's crazy. Weed smokers can't be. Well, if you think about the one thing that the main thing with cannabis is pain, correct?
Right.
That people in pain, they need cannabis. That's the main thing. If you're in pain at work, you're not going to be as efficient as if we were satiated from that pain. Also, if you're an insomniac, if you don't sleep well at night, you're not going to be efficient the next day. So if you take something at night, you're going to be a zombie. Take something at night to help you sleep better. You wake up, you're not drowsy and you know, woozy. Right. You wake up and you're going to be a more efficient person. So somehow we got to open people's minds to think about cannabis that way.
Well, the biggest thing is education. And this is, I mean, my own family is the same way. When I told them I was getting involved in the medical marijuana industry, oh my
God. You're a drug dealer.
What is happening to you?
Yeah.
But what people don't understand, and it's frustrating, and this is a big deal for people out there that want the smokable and they don't. The smokable's great. But what's really cool about the medical marijuana grade products like the vaping and the tinctures and the oils is that they pull out specific elements from that flower. And like you said, some of them don't get you high.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them actually, like when you really study a lot of the CBD products and things, there are some that will calm you down.
Mm-hmm.
There's some that will increase your focus. I mean, this is all scientific stuff that these dispensaries have put a lot of time and effort into. And a lot of the other markets, like California, for instance, medical marijuana has been around for 20 years. They've done a lot of the groundwork on these strains and which specific elements, the CBDs and the terpenes to pull out, which elicit specific responses. So a lot of people, again, they go back to the average kid in high school or college that's smoking a joint, and what happens to him? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's sitting on the couch with glazed eyes eating Doritos.
But he ain't worth a darn to begin with. If he doesn't smoke weed, he's still not worth a darn. He's still going to be on the couch smoking Doritos. He's just not going to be high.
Right.
I mean, we all know that.
Something else.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is that this is such a specific science now that if you're on medical marijuana, that doesn't mean that you're going to be
lethargic,
yeah, and out of it in the workplace. There's specific strains of it that can make you more focused.
Sure.
That can give you energy. There's some of them that work on appetite suppressants. So mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that people don't understand because they're just going on all the old information mm-hmm. about the basic stuff that you roll up and smoke it. Whereas this is stuff that's taken out, the specific areas of it taken out that elicit specific responses. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want one response in your body, then you don't buy that product. You buy another one.
Sure.
There's plenty of products by these dispensaries you could use at work. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of evidence that would probably help your performance Absolutely. Rather than decrease it.
Absolutely. Now, you talk about, you know, the different strains, and they're still learning about cannabis. They're learning every single day. If you look at all the different strains and all the medicinal uses, you don't know how many make you high and how many are just for medicine. Do you? I mean, how many? I know THC. Is that the only thing in cannabis that makes you high? Is that that's the only thing?
I would not go as far as to say that because okay. I don't know enough
okay.
That depth. But I do know that that's the main one. The main one.
Without that, without the THC, yeah. It's calming, I guess you would say.
Yeah. CBD, specific strains of CBDs can have an effect that it doesn't get you high, but it will. Yeah, like you said, it's calming.
It's calming, sure.
Calming.
And so are a lot of things. I mean, I think Advil somehow would be calming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like every drug has something to
people
it.
People drink chamomile tea to relax.
Exactly. So exactly.
We're going to pull that off the shelves.
Yeah, right. No doubt. Now, let me ask you about the business part of it. I don't know if you actually will have this answer or not. We'll find out real soon. When I'm reading up on these different things with cannabis, I'm becoming a weedologist in a weird way, learning about the business part of it as well. I never really thought about this, but Dana Gracie is an insurance company that I guess specifies in cannabis and marijuana sales and legalized marijuana. How hard is it to get insurance when you start a marijuana company? I mean, it's so unknown now. That's got to
right.
be a tough thing.
I can't speak to what the dispensaries have to carry. I know the certification clinics like ourselves, we've got to have normal insurance that any doctor's office sure. would carry.
So no, not over and above then?
No, okay. But at this point, it's really not defined. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's going to get more so.
Sure it is.
But when you really think about it, there's not a whole lot of liability that you're carrying. I know that some people may be like, what are you talking about? It's a drug. But mm-hmm. again, there's been no known cases of overdoses from marijuana.
I know.
And as far as any of us know, if you quote overdose, you're basically going to pass out on your couch and wake mm-hmm. up really hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas an opioid, you could not wake up at all.
Correct.
I'm not really sure what the need is, but of course, there's going to be people that out there that are working the legal system that are going to try. So
always.
You always have to be covered.
Always.
No matter what.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a tough situation. That's for sure. We're talking to Tom Havens from Tetra Health Centers. If you want to get in contact with them, they're at 2814 West Martin Luther King, 813-898-8009. I had fun the other day with Chef Galliano over there
yeah.
Doing the cooking. First of all, Chef Joey's he's like a cartoon character.
Yeah, he is.
He's hilarious, by the yeah. way. And I was amazed at how knowledgeable he is in cannabis. Like, I've had him here. We've hung out. We've had a good time. We have a lot in common, including cannabis. But he tells stories about smoking on his 8th birthday. You ever heard of anything like that before? he smoked on his 8th birthday.
Nobody that would be bold enough to admit it anyway.
Well, I mean, if you did smoke on your 8th birthday, I would be... That makes you so different.
Yeah.
Like, I smoked when I was 35. He smoked when he was 8. But you know what? He's been smoking consistently since he was 8. Very eloquent, very smart.
The man's experienced.
He's very, 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 he's very, very experienced.
Lots of research.
But I tell you what, I would like to do one of those events here at the Flavor of Tampa Bay because to explain what he did, he was cooking with, not really, explaining how you cook with tinctures, right?
Right.
So, which is something you can get at Trulieve. I just put some this yesterday in some peanut butter and put it on some bread and you can eat it. That's right. That's the way to do it. He's explaining how you can cook with it without actually doing it. Like the tincture comes in a little, like a fat syringe that without a needle in it that you can squeeze out. So, you know, Chef Joey would just kind of show how you can add it to a meal, but he was just had honey in there.
Right.
And saying, look, if this was truly tincture, this is the way you do it. And I just don't know if people know of that way. I know of that way because Joe Redner, I know Joe Redner well. And I watched Joe Redner dying and come back, you know, come back from the dead two or three times. And I swear to God, he says cannabis is the reason why. And he wakes up in the morning. He goes, I do this. I do this. I take my cannabis. And it's part of his life.
Right.
People can make it part of their lives and their pain management without even stopping and stopping your day. You could just you cook with it. That makes it really easy.
Yeah. And that's what we try to tell a lot of people. Is just because the edibles aren't here yet. Mm. I mean, it'll be great when it is, but it really doesn't matter because just like you said, you can make your own edibles. And with he's a great resource for people. I mean, we refer them to his website. He's got a Instagram page, he's got a Facebook page, and he puts recipes out all the time. So yeah, you can make your own edibles.
Sure you can.
And put it in anything. I mean, he does from candies to cheese dips to chicken. It's amazing everything he puts in it, so it can make your medicating yourself instead of just, you know, this boring thing where you take a capsule in the morning. You can really make it fun.
Yeah, make it taste good. That's a good
so
thing.
So in essence, edibles are here. You just can't get pre-made ones.
Oh, they've
you
been
get the
here,
tinctures
bro.
Or the
they've
orals.
Been here though. You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
they've been here. We're trying to talk on the legal basis,
right?
You know, I have people come here on the regular. Want to show me what they have.
Right.
So what they say is they're waiting for it to get legalized.
But, right.
I think we know better.
The gummies are the most popular.
Yeah. I've seen some stuff. I've seen gold bars. I've seen Star Wars characters. I saw somebody came in here the other day with a 1,200 milligram bar. And I was like, let's start doing our math in my head. Like I do math pretty well in my head.
Right.
And I'm like, but you got to watch out when you're selling something. Well, it's not legal, so it doesn't really matter how they're doing it. But legally, you better not sell something with 1,200 milligrams of anything in it because somebody's going to grab it and eat it.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. If people aren't used to, when you're taking the CBD products from your doctor, you got nothing to worry about.
Nope.
You're not going to have any crazy situation. You're not going to wake up and feel weird. You're not going to. But if you have a condition that does take some THC along with it, that's when we start talking about start slow and work your way up because you don't want to just want to dive in.
Sure.
Because you, it's not going to hurt you, but you will be in for a wild ride.
Been there. I've been on that roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like,
and there's some very strong stuff available.
Yeah.
A lot of people think because the flower is not available and they can't smoke it, that strong stuff is not out there, but it is. And some people that I talk to think, oh, well, they have it, but it's synthetic from some drug company. No, all this stuff is taken from the flower. It's just extracted. So you're still getting that stuff. And there's still some stuff out there that will give you a.
Yeah, it will. The edibles
are
different.
They'll give you a good ride.
As somebody with some experience, like I remember the first time I smoked. I remember, unfortunately, I had to get in a car. That was very unfortunate. I'll never be that high again smoking. Never. That was as high as I'll ever be. And, you know, some people, their problem is they keep on chasing that.
Right.
You don't have to chase it with edibles. You don't have to chase it.
No,
you know what I mean.
Like it hits you like a hammer.
Like a hammer, and this is I'm letting people know if you've never done it before. This is the famous last words. I don't feel anything. I've heard that one a good half dozen times, and it turns out poorly. It's been an hour. I don't feel anything. Yep. Let me have another one. I'm just telling everybody. Wait. 2 hours, please.
Follow the Jello shot rule.
There you go.
If you've ever been in college or high school and you had one of those Jello shot parties, it's the same thing.
Same thing.
You're sucking those Jello shots down, and you're like, there's nothing in these.
It affects you differently.
And it has to go through your digestive system, then into your bloodstream, and then all of that stuff that you were taking because you didn't think it was having an effect, all of a sudden gangs up on you and just whacks you right upside the head.
At the same time. And I know the feeling. I know that feeling of I'm feeling the heat coming, gets right to my waist, and it starts coming up, and I'm like, okay, here we go. Here comes the ride. So I definitely don't. If you take everything the way you're supposed to take it, and that's everything in the world, we're all going to be fine.
Right.
We're all going to be in good hands, that's for sure. Well, if you guys need to explore what we've been exploring, you want to definitely go check out Tetra Health Centers, 2814 West Martin Luther King. They got a nice little office there.
Yes, sir.
Was Dr. Scott there that night? Was he there?
He was.
He spoke a little bit. I don't think I actually got a chance to meet him. I'd like to meet him. I'd like to get him on the. I'd like to get him in here to talk to him.
We would too. We'll definitely get him.
Yeah, as Wednesday's a tough day for him.
We open morning. Up early that day. Maybe on Tuesdays we open late.
Maybe we'll figure out a day to do it another day, and we'll get him in there.
And he wants time to prepare anyway.
Like, good. Well, I know how doctors are.
Yeah,
doctors are smart. It's like. I like to be able to prepare for a football game. I just like to get thrown in there.
Right,
It doesn't turn out the right way. But all he listen, I'm a dummy. I don't know nothing. I can't stump him. He's the one with all the knowledge.
Right.
People always get worried about getting on the mic. And I said, I'm not going to ask you about anything you don't know about.
Right.
And if you don't know it, say you don't know it.
But you know what's crazy about it is he's a doctor and he's immersed himself in this. But he'll be the first to tell you that he is still learning every day something new.
We all are,
The stuff is just not there. The research on it's just not there yet.
Yeah. And the research that has been done to this point, a lot of it's been underground. Like nobody's cared about marijuana research to now.
Right.
Because it was irrelevant. But now people are very interested. And now I'm seeing people who were staunch against it. Done. I'm never, ever saying, let me see what's happening over there. I mean, it's an intelligent thing just to see what's happening.
And once those people take that wall down, based on their past belief system, and they see again that this is a true medical system where they're really taking the time to to make specific medications for people. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna be harsh. You have to be an idiot not to see that. Look, this is different. This is legitimate, and this is stuff people need. I mean, we need to get out of the dark ages on this issue.
Yeah. Well, if you're once again taking Xanax and all those different things for anxiety or whatever, that's stupid. That's idiotic. It just is. Because I haven't heard any good stories about Xanax or any pills.
The best thing about the prescription or the pharmaceutical industry are all the drug commercials. Yeah, you're taking
side effects
a drug for insomnia, and then
it may cause vaginal bleeding.
Half the commercial is what it's going to do to you on the side.
I know.
And we actually had one lady that came to our clinic once, and we used to do these educational things where the doctor's talking. And she started breaking down. She cried in the middle of the meeting. And she's like, I'm just so happy I found this, because she had a condition. She started off with one medication. And then that medication caused a couple of side effects. Mm-hmm. So guess what? Her doctor put on two more medications.
He's making money off all of it.
Three medications now. Those medications caused other side effects. Over, I think it was a 6 or 7 year period, she ended up, she showed me her, she had a whole, it was a suitcase full of pills she carried around on a daily basis. And she said it all started with one medication, and now she's up to 23. The 22 were to offset all the different side effects.
Yeah. It happens a lot.
And by the way, today she's off every single one of them. Every single 23 freaking medications.
Isn't that crazy?
And that's where a lot of people are like, well, you know, the medical marijuana is a little expensive. Well,
compared to
23 medications,
absolutely not. Yeah, once again, we're not pushing you into anything. It's just something you have to explore.
Right.
And once you explore it, I think you're done.
If you explore it and it's not for you, you at least tried.
Go on to the other thing.
I'm pretty confident that people that try it and try it the right way and have patience. I don't know how many times people will try one thing and it won't work for them.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, it's not working for me. This isn't for me. Folks, when you get involved with this, you really got to have patience, because again, this is a fledgling industry and a doctor is going to take you under their wing and they're going to start trying things, and they are going to go slow to make sure that you ease into it.
Sure.
So if things aren't working at first, you got to be very open with your doctor. Let them know, because we're going to go on to the next step. There is a sweet spot, they call it, for everybody, especially with CBD oils.
Sure.
you've really got to get, everyone has their own level where CBD oils kick in.
Sure.
If you don't hit that level, it's the same with aspirin. Some people take one aspirin, the headache doesn't go away. Yeah. Guess what, folks? It's the same with medical marijuana.
Yeah, makes sense.
You've got to find the right level in your body. So be patient. Don't be one of those people. You go through all the trouble to get your license and you open yourself up to this new world. I see it all the time, and it's disheartening to us because we know we can help those people. But they're just like, it didn't work for me, so I'm just not going to. No, you've really got to find what's going to work for you.
Well, there's educated people out there that once again are understanding the use of cannabis. Florida A&M University, they're interviewing 14 candidates. They're looking for a director for the FMU Center of Medical Marijuana Education and Research. I just had my guy Jim Morrison in here from Magical Butter, and he's doing some stuff with USF. They're big into the cannabis research as well. So we're talking about these big entities that in the past have been scared, I would think, of marijuana, now are embracing it because it is part of our culture now.
Right.
And it's not going to go away. That's for sure.
Whether
it's
we like now. It or not. Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter if you like it or not. It's here now, and they've passed it, and it's never going to go backwards. It's just going to go forward from this point on. So if anybody out there is curious about how you get involved, once again, the first thing you have to do is go to Tetra Health Centers, see Dr. Scott, 2814 West Martin Luther King, 813-898-8009. You can check them out. Just Google Tetra Health Centers, THC, if you don't remember. You go find a doctor out there, Dr. Scott. He'll pull you in the right direction. You have to bring your doctor's notes and all the things your doctor says of your ailment. And hopefully you come out of there with a card. Then you bring your butt over to Trulieve. There's five different dispensaries in this area: Clearwater, Tampa, St. Pete, Bradenton, and Newport Richey. So we're just trying to point you in the right direction and give you some education on what's going on out there, and try to save some people out there.
You're doing a great thing, Ian. This is a great
thank you.
It's a great medium to get to people, and I hope that it continues to grow. And if you're out there listening, please refer this to people. If there's people that you know that are giving you flack for even mentioning it, have them tune in so they can really learn about some stuff, and maybe their mind will open.
No doubt. Well, once again, Tetra Health Centers, Trulieve, they'll take care of you. And don't be scared to just investigate.
Right.
You can't get hurt from investigating. Tom, I appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you having us.
We'll have you in here again. I'm sure I'll have a bunch of people you have represented.
Let's get the doc in here.
He's probably real smart in me.
A little bit.
You gotta look at me and look me down, and you know, I know smart people scare me sometimes. Not saying you're not smart. But anyways, I appreciate
cool
you.
Though, too,
there so. You go. I appreciate you guys listening in. The numbers are definitely going up every week, so people are curious and they want to know about cannabis. So I appreciate you guys listening in, and everybody have a wonderful week, and please be safe. Peace out.
For more information on medical cannabis, make sure to visit Trulieve on Twitter at Trulieve or Trulieve.com. That's TRULIEVE.com. Also, make sure to follow Ian Beckles on Twitter at Ian Beckles. This has been the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence.
This is a Dark to Light with Frank and Beans quick fix on Radio Influence.
Felix Sater, when it came to Trump, was sort of disavowed by Trump way back, I think it was 2006 or 2007. He did something really shady down in Florida, and Trump was like, I'm sorry, sometimes you just don't know people until you know people. And he was basically adamant about cutting ties with him and not doing work with him anymore. But Michael Cohen was introduced to the Trump organization as a whole through Felix Sater. That's how Cohen gets into Trump in 2007.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that that's how Cohen and Trump even started their relationship, this Sater guy.
Yes, sir. This was seeded years ago. You know what I'm saying? So Cohen and Sater are very close. During the campaign, Sater is emailing Michael Cohen in a very, again, the word overt is going to be used, in a very overt manner, saying, hey, I'll get Putin to help Trump. We'll get our boy elected. I spoke to him. Let me broker this. All kinds of crazy overt emails about Putin himself helping Trump to become president of the United States. And Cohen's work going back and forth with him, sometimes sort of standoffish, like stop talking to me about this stuff, sometimes kind of playing off of him in some way. And I start reading all of this and putting things together, and I'm like, hey guys, sorry, not sorry. There's something seriously off with Michael Cohen. Then his apartment gets raided and all that raid happens and everyone's like, this is outrageous. And I'm like, hold on a second. The reason why they were investigating Michael Cohen is because the special counsel was investigating Felix Sater. The special counsel started investigating Michael Cohen because he was the target of the emails, and they found all these shady business deals with Michael Cohen behind the scenes, the kind of tax evasion stuff they're looking into, and that's why they went after Cohen, and that's why it was referred out.
Dark to Light with Frank and Beans can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.